Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscup, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, what to do when your godchild's parents are taking advantage of your kindness. Dear Viv, I'm a single woman in her 40s and godmother to some great children. But for one of these children, this is a real struggle, as their parents seem to think my and others' needs are about the lowest thing on their list. I've been friends with this family for many years, and I have always been there for them through some really difficult times. However, the difficult times never let up. They have not found adequate childcare despite being financially secure. As a couple, my friends are not tackling their relationship issues or work-life balance. And when I step in to help, I feel I am being used without any appreciation. I remember all their birthdays and Christmases. I babysit. I listen to their woes. I always travel to them and fit around their schedule. But I can't remember the last time anything like this was done in return. I recently split from my partner, and it's barely been discussed. Every time I or someone else try to organise a social event, we're expected to fit everything around this family and their son. If plans don't exactly fit with this family, the father accuses us of not understanding their needs and not supporting them enough. I've tried discussing this, but I'm accused of not appreciating the pressures that they're all under. I've tried arranging time with my godson alone, but they heavily dictate what I'm allowed to do with him. I'm beginning to question the balance between my duty to my godson, which I take very seriously, and the fact that this friendship has shifted to a footing where I feel used and with no end in sight. How can I both help them through these tough times and shift the balance to feel that I am not being used for my childcare support alone? For all the childless single women everywhere being expected to sleep on floors and crappy camp beds when visiting friends, fit around others and generally put themselves last while struggling financially and keeping it together emotionally. Wow, you had a lot to get off your chest there. Heavens above, anyone who listens to Dear Viv on a regular basis will have been screaming one word throughout your letter, and it is the word that is sounding so loud in my own head that it's virtually deafening me, and I do wonder why you can't already hear it yourself. Boundaries! Boundaries! These people have absolutely no boundaries, and you have not set any for your relationship with them. They're entirely selfish and self-absorbed by your account. And of course, they're going to use you in whatever way they can. And that is going to continue until you put up a boundary that says stop, or until you walk away. I'm curious as to why you haven't done this so far. You say in your letter, which has been heavily edited, that you have tried offering more help to see if that would make a difference, offering more help, and it didn't make a difference. They just take more and more, you say. I bet they do. I probably would too, given half a chance. Maybe we all would. I'm kind of wishing I knew you myself so that I could get you to come round and take care of my children for a bit whilst I go off gallivanting. I'm only partly joking here so that you can see the problem. We all take advantage of people if people let us take advantage of them. And sometimes it goes on for so long that we don't even realise that we're taking advantage. Your friends are probably blissfully ignorant of their selfish behaviour because it's been going on for so long that there's absolutely no reason for them to see it, let alone question it. I wish I could wave a magic wand and make them grateful for your wonderful friendship and support, but I feel fairly confident in saying this, that is never, ever going to happen. I can almost certainly guarantee that. The difficulty here lies in balancing your values and your discomfort with this situation. You know this. At the moment, your values, being a good supportive friend and godmother, clearly something that's really important for your self-identity, are at odds with your common sense. You can see that you're being taken advantage of, but you're telling yourself that you have to put up with it. Otherwise, well, otherwise what? You'd be letting your godson down. You'd be letting your friends down. You'd be letting yourself down. This is the stuff you need to think about. I think you need to let yourself off the hook a bit for all of these things. At least experiment with an alternative. How would you feel about turning your back on this family for a month just to see what happens? Be busy for a month. Don't contact them. You have every right to do this and you don't have to make any excuses for yourself. I know there are slightly mitigating circumstances because there's a sick parent involved. But seriously, there will always be mitigating circumstances. With people like this, there will always be a drama where they need your help. This is never, ever going to change. The only thing that will cause change is if you change your relationship to all this. I don't want to diagnose you remotely as a compulsive helper, especially as I'm not a qualified psychotherapist, as I hope is always abundantly obvious on Dear Viv. But many of the qualities and actions you describe are consistent with people who find themselves called upon to help, even when the people they're helping are really just taking them for a ride. It's great to be a good person and be supportive and be a great friend, but you have to learn to value yourself enough to make sure that it's within a reciprocal relationship. And put simply, you are just not getting enough back here. There's ample evidence. You deserve better. You really do. People trying to fix situations like this often make the mistake of thinking they've somehow got to force the other person to appreciate them and then everything will be fine. But this is a mistake. Even if they did appreciate you slightly more, it wouldn't make that much difference to the inequality of this relationship. I think the best thing for your mental health would be to take a massive step back and leave the ball in their court. What happens if you disappear for a bit? I know it's going to pain you to do that because you've invested a lot in this relationship and you feel a strong bond with your godchild who's still only little, but you have plenty of time to build a relationship with him. At the moment, I think what this family needs is distance and to work out their problems for themselves without anyone else propping them up, especially when they seem to take that help for granted in such excessive and unreasonable ways. You mention in passing that your own relationship has finished and your friends have barely spoken to you about it. Again, you've set the tone for this yourself. You've barely mentioned it here. I wonder if you made more time for yourself and less time for them, how else your life might change. What happens if you start to put your needs first above other people? What happens if you behave as selfishly, in inverted commas, as they have for once in a while? I take great pride myself in being selfish when it suits me. Selfish people are the least resentful people and often the most generous because they have already made time for themselves, which means they have plenty of energy and time left in the tank for others. Trying not to be selfish all the time is completely exhausting. Do something for yourself for a change. You need boundaries with these people and you urgently need some boundaries for yourself. What will you do and won't you do? How do you want to spend your time? What do you want to get out of life? I know you're also worried about how your godson is growing up, but ultimately he is not your child and not your problem. You may have to accept long term that he's not going to grow up in the way that you want him to, and that there's nothing you can do about that. That is painful, but maybe that's how it is. There's a lot you have to let go of here, I think. You don't want to, I can sense that. But I hope some of the things I've said here will give you some ideas about how to rethink the situation. The one thing I know for certain is that these people are probably never going to change. And they're certainly never going to change unless you do first. What if you give them a dose of their own medicine? See what difference it makes. Here's wishing you many happy hours of being totally selfish and doing what you want for a change. I hereby give you permission. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at @thepooluk.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com, where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope we'll see you there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.